Start by Hanson Gress, delivering IT support to local businesses for more than 15 years. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my first guests today are all here for Weather Wednesday. Welcome David Levin, Jake Bird, and Wes Adkins, all meteorologists from the National Weather Service here in Juneau. Hello.
Hi.
Hey,
hello,
Shelley.
Everyone.
Hi. Thanks so much for being here today. Once a month, we have representatives from the National Weather Service Juneau here in the studio to talk about the extended forecast for the month, the weekend forecast, sometimes the seasonal forecast, and more. So let's start off by hearing a little bit from each of you. David, how long have you been a meteorologist, and what's sort of your specialty within your occupation?
Okay, yeah, thanks, Shelley. I've been a meteorologist at the National Weather Service for about 4 years now. And in Juneau, I guess my specialty really has just kind of been in the realm of like training and also like conducting some local research into snow and all the kinds of exciting weather that we get in Southeast Alaska.
It is exciting.
Yeah.
Have you ever experienced a really crazy weather event here or anywhere?
I think probably the biggest impactful event that I have ever lived through was the big tornado that passed through Moore, Oklahoma in 2013. I was actually working for a private company there during that time. And yeah, it was pretty scary. The tornado passed about maybe 10 miles north of our house. And yeah, it was probably the most scared I've ever been in a weather event for sure during that time.
Did you have to take shelter?
Yes, we did. And we actually had friends that were driving on I-35 passing like right near the tornado during the time. And we lost contact with them for most of the day. And finally, we discovered they took shelter and were safe. But it was kind of nerve-wracking there for a while.
Yeah, that sounds harrowing. Weather can be exciting, but it can also be quite scary. Jake, how about you? What do you focus on most at your job as a meteorologist?
Yeah, Shelley, thanks for asking. And, you know, I really like forecasting. That's why I moved into the National Weather Service. I wanted to be one of the operational meteorologists. I enjoy research, but when it comes down to it, I really like figuring out what's going to happen and why. So, you know, my specialties for a Southeast perspective, I like to think I'm pretty good at wind forecasts. So that's kind of my thing here in Southeast Alaska. If you put me down in the, you know, Great Plains area, I like looking for the big tornadic supercells that, you know, kind of sit there and they're really pretty and you can chase them around for a few hundred miles. Hopefully they don't hit anything.
That's brave. What's the wildest weather event you've ever witnessed?
You know, I actually lived in Miami, Florida for a little while, so I didn't get a full-on hurricane, but we did have a tropical storm that passed by. I can't remember the name of it. And, you know, it's a completely different animal compared to anything else that I'd ever seen before, just with the sheer amount of rain that comes, you know, out of one of those and such a short period of time. So, and that was weak, so I can only imagine, you know, like what the Bahamas have had to deal with. I would never want to go through that myself. So,
yeah. Well, thank you. And Wes, I saved you for last. you want to tell me a little bit about what you do at the Weather Service?
Sure. I'm a new lead meteorologist at the Weather Service. So there's been some adjustment period, but I guess some of my responsibilities are managing a shift. These two make me look better. I'll say that right away because they're some of the best forecasters I've ever worked with. As far as my interests, I grew up on the Gulf Coast and not the Gulf of Alaska coast, Gulf of Mexico. So I kind of got into weather with hurricanes, but I always liked snow as a kid growing up. Didn't get a lot of it, obviously.
Not down there.
But somehow, by accident, kind of, I wound up in Nome, Alaska, and I've been in Alaska for 15 years. So I also started volunteering for radio there. I volunteer for your station.
That's right.
And so communications is definitely a big interest of mine. So, yeah.
And we're going to talk a lot more about your communications later on. But let's get back to the forecast. David and Jake, Wes claims you're some of the best. So let's put your money where his mouth is.
Yes.
And,
thanks, Wes.
Drum roll.
We're the best when it's right.
That's not to say we don't have other very good people we work with. So.
I have been doing Weather Wednesday for a few months now, and it always seems to add up. So, David, let's start with you. What can you tell us about this month or this season's forecast? What are you going to talk about today?
So I'm going to give you kind of the latest outlook from our colleagues at the Climate Prediction Center. They tend to give us the 1 month and 3 month outlooks. So basically, this is the forecast of temperature and rainfall precipitation for the next 3 months. And what they do is they kind of give us like a three category system, either above normal, near normal, or below normal. So they give us kind of chances of where we might fall in one of those three categories. So looking at the latest forecast here for the month of September, looks like they're giving us a very high chance or a strong tilt of above normal temperatures. So that's something that we can probably look for. And then also maybe a slight tilt towards above normal precipitation. So that would actually be pretty welcome for a lot of our communities here. And then looking a little further out towards the late fall, early winter time frame, we're still looking at a tilt towards above normal temperatures with equal chances of either above or below normal precipitation. So definitely looks like a little bit warmer than normal, most likely. And then the precipitation signal is not really that strong, so it could kind of go either way with that one.
So we could expect some more pretty mild weather like what we've been experiencing all summer.
Exactly, yeah. For the month of August, not all of our climate sites averaged above normal for temperatures. So definitely could see that continue through September and even beyond.
Well, that's interesting. I know that some communities would definitely welcome some more precipitation. But for the rest of us, we like to get outside, and the longer we can do so before winter sets in, the better winter will go.
Yeah, it's always nice to have a good fall.
Yes. Great. So thank you very much for that. And I wanted to ask if we're still considered to be in a drought. I don't know if you want to answer that or someone else.
Jake?
All right. So we are still in a drought. You know, there has been some periods of rain, but one thing to think about, especially when you're thinking about a drought, is it takes a long time to get into drought conditions, so it takes a very long time to get out of them as well. Mm-hmm. You know, we could get multiple inches of rain in a day, but that's on a daily scale. You know, you have to think of droughts on monthly or even yearly scales of getting out of it. So even with the recent rainfall, we are still close to 60 inches below normal.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah. So it is, you know, it's going to take a long time to get us out of this. Yeah. So
do you have any idea how much rain we got, how many inches of rain we got on Monday? It's okay.
I believe Monday was, I believe the office got about 7/10 of an inch, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
So too bad. Yeah.
Seemed like more.
Yeah, it did. It seemed like it rained a lot more, but no, it was only 7/10 or so.
We're extra sensitive these days.
I know. Great. Okay. So Jake, shifting over to you, I know one of your specialties is short-term forecasting. So what can we expect over the next couple of days, maybe the weekend?
So for those of you who have enjoyed the way the summer has been in Juneau, you're in luck. It's coming back, so the sky should clear over the next couple days. Temperatures, you know, are going to be warmer tomorrow and then even warmer on Friday. I think there's definitely some potential that Juneau will see another 70-degree and sunny day on Friday. And there's really not a good signature of any precip coming for the weekend. Everything should stay pretty far south of Juneau. At least it looks that way right now. So you're in luck for the summer.
We could
see some fog possibly tomorrow morning, but that would be mainly during the early morning hours, possibly on your way to work. But then it'll clear out and be a nice day.
Yeah, that fog's been pretty persistent this week and a little bit last week. Has it been affecting travel, do you know, or anything like that?
You know, fog always affects travel in different ways depending on what type of travel or where you're trying to travel. In Southeast Alaska, the biggest impact is probably to aviation, especially to non-commercial airliners. You know, general aviation has all these different thresholds that they're using to figure out if they can or can't take off. And, you know, just because it's good at the airport that you're trying to take off from doesn't mean it is where you're trying to go.
Cool. Thank you for that. Well, now that we know what's coming up this week and what's coming up this month and perhaps for fall, let's shift over to Wes. Wes, I know what you want to talk about today, and that is the big news out of the National Weather Service here in Juneau, the Weather Seekers podcast.
Yes, we are very excited, including everyone at this table here, a lot of people at the office. Just right away, so we at the Weather Service Juneau, we're trying something different, and we know that you out there, the listeners, you're very audio-centric, you want things on demand when you can. We're taking baby steps in this process, but, you know, we've had some great help from KTOO, the folks here that I would love to talk about, but... You know, what's the most important thing that everyone wants to hear from the Weather Service? They want the forecast. Well, guess what? In our podcast, we're going to begin with the weekend forecast every issuance. We're going to try to issue every Thursday or Friday, probably Friday, I think. That seems the easiest, and that gives us a whole week to prepare. But we're also going to delve into some special interest topics like, you know, how's a sausage made? You know, what's it like to be on a night shift? What are impressions of a young forecaster who just moved here, of the challenges of Southeast Alaska? Those kinds of topics. So some light journalism, if you will. But and then we're going to end it with some interaction with our users out there. We know we've got a lot of weather enthusiasts, including Shelley Delaney, apparently.
That's and, right.
Yeah, exactly. So we're asking everyone who is interested to voice us a question and just take out your smartphone, your recording app. Most of us have one of those. If you don't know how to use it, just go to Teenager and ask them. So just record on it, record the question. Hey, weather seekers, why is it so cloudy all the time in Juneau, even on the nice days? And what's the difference between partly cloudy and partly sunny? Mm. You know, those are all very good questions. And you know what? Sometimes they make us think about how we might be more clear. So it's going to help us. It's going to help us become better communicators, better weather briefers. And so I think it's going to be a win-win.
It's a really cool project. And just a follow-up on one thing you said, how the sausage is made. That's a metaphorical sausage,
yes.
Right?
Yes, exactly.
It's a forecast sausage. So
sometimes a sausage tastes better than others.
So you'll be talking a little bit about how you guys craft a forecast,
exactly.
Perhaps, or mm-hmm. One of the things you said in the first episode, which was really informative, by the way, that, you know, it's not just what the weather is, but why, you know, you go into some interpretation mm-hmm. And things like that. David and Jake, you're both on the podcast. What was it like recording the first episode?
Oh, man. I think we've all been looking forward to it for so long now. It was just, I think we all had these big grins on our faces as we were recording because it just felt so good to finally be in studio and recording. I think this project has been in the works for maybe a year.
More than that, I
longer.
Think. Yeah,
so,
the equipment orders went through, I think, about a year ago right now. And so, you know, that took some time of just getting the idea behind mm-hmm. it before that.
Just want to share, there was a lot of help and cross-collaboration between KTOO Public Media as well as our organization. I just want to mention several people right away. Annie Bartholomew, you know, she's got her hands in everyone's pockets, great, skillful hands, but she was the one who encouraged me. I remember sitting with her at Centennial Hall, and I said, yeah, I'm thinking about this really, I don't know, this stupid idea called a podcast. And she said, do it, do it, do it. She said, come talk to Bill Legere, come talk to us. We would love to help you with that. because you guys are the communication experts. You guys made it happen. I mean, yeah, we contributed to it big time too. But I also want to give big mention to Ryan Cunningham, your digital editor, mastery of teaching us how to edit. Jake and I both came down on Thursday, and afterwards we both looked at each other and said, "My gosh, this might actually happen."
Yes, we were finally able to, you know, put a year's worth of work together.
Exactly.
And get it out.
I want to say,
it was so exciting.
There was a big fist bump of texts all the way. David was at a training in Kansas City and he was in on it. It was a real kumbaya moment at our office.
Well, I listened to the first episode. It's really fun and funny. Lots of different voices. Nice casual tone. You really get to know your local meteorologists and their personalities. I mean, you guys are... It's just great to hear, like, just what's behind the forecast. And it just answered a lot of questions I had, everything from the content to how you came up with the name and even, like, how you recorded it. So let's listen to a little snippet now. And speaking of KTOO collaboration, this is a listener question that happened to come from our own Zoe Gruskin. And just for vindication, she asked this question right before we had a giant weather event, not after. So
yes.
Here we go.
And now it's time for our listener submitted question. Before we get to it, we would love to hear more questions from you. That's right, you. Please take out your smartphone and use a memo or recording app to voice your question. Then simply email it to juno.weather@noaa.gov. Again, that's Juno, as in the city, .weather@noaa.gov. We would love questions from all over Southeast Alaska. This week's question comes from Zoe in Juno, asking about what a lot of Southeast Alaskans are talking about this summer, thunderstorms.
Hi, this is Zoe in Juno, and my question is about thunderstorms. I grew up in the Midwest, and big, scary summer thunderstorms are one of my favorite things about where I grew up. I moved to Juneau last fall, and I knew it was a rainy place, and I've been hoping for big storms, but so far, no luck. So can you tell me, is there any hope for a thunder-loving Iowan here in Southeast Alaska? Thanks.
Hi, Zoe. This is Jake, and thanks for your question. You've actually given me one of my favorite topics to talk about, which is thunderstorms. I also grew up in the Midwest, and moving to Southeast Alaska, it's a big change. I miss the thunder myself. But on the plus side, this summer's been pretty active. We've had a lot of thunderstorm activity, which is much more than we typically see in Southeast Alaska this year, too. So it's kind of atypical. But we've had a few good events. We sent our first severe thunderstorm warning ever in late June of this year. So that was a first for our office. It wasn't in the Juneau area. It was really far south, basically in the middle of nowhere. But it was an exciting day for those of us at the office. However, even in Juneau this year, we have had a few thunderstorms. We had a kind of mid to late August weekend where we had a lot of thunderstorms and actually got a half inch of rain in 1 hour out of one of those at the Juneau airport. So it's been exciting. There's hope for thunderstorms occasionally in Southeast Alaska. They are pretty rare, but when they happen, it's exciting. And that's Jake's take.
Well, that's all we have time for this week.
I love Jake's take. That's awesome. Great tagline. You need a good tagline. All right. Well, thanks so much for joining us for another Weather Wednesday. David, Jake, and Wes. And check out Weather Seekers podcast. Weather.gov is where to go for the most accurate forecasts around, or the NOAA Weather app. And where can we find this podcast?
Yes, go to our website. It's weather.gov/Juno/Weather Seekers. And for all of you out there, Seekers is spelled S-E-A-K, as in Southeast Alaska. And record us our questions. Email them to juno.weather@noaa.gov.
Oh, I will.
We're expecting you.
Keep them coming. All
Thanks
the questions.
Thanks so much for being here, you guys. We'll see you next time.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.